AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN climate conference is underway in Paris, a city racked by terror attacks just 2.5 weeks ago. And this morning, world leaders paused for a moment to remember the victims of those attacks and others like it around the world. AP correspondent Mark Smith is live at that conference in Paris.
Rita, the president's first stop on arriving here was the Bataclan Theater, where he placed a rose at the site of the bloodiest of the attacks blamed on the Islamic State group. And addressing the summit moments ago, he said the bravery of Paris in hosting it is an act of defiance, plus a powerful statement on the urgency of confronting global warming.
What greater rejection of those who would tear down our world than marshaling our best efforts to save it?
Obama says the U.S. is the world's second biggest source of greenhouse gases, helped create the climate problem, and accepts its responsibility to do something about it. Rita?
Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin angrily pointed out that Turkey had not apologized for shooting down a Russian warplane. This morning, Turkey says it doesn't intend to apologize. It says it was protecting its airspace when it brought down that Russian jet. The man accused of opening fire in a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado has his first court appearance today. Authorities say it's still not clear why 57-year-old Robert Deere shot at least 12 people, killing three of them. Amber Butler's lifelong friend, Kier Stewart, was one of those killed.
He served in the military honorably in Iraq as an infantryman. He was a father of two girls. He was a friend. He was a son. He was a brother. And now he is an angel.
Many of the millions of Americans who traveled over the long Thanksgiving holiday are returning home today. So far, so good. The weather's been pretty good in most places. This is AP Radio News. More than 151 million of us shopped over the four-day holiday weekend so far. In stores, online, everything, according to the retail industry. And it's not over yet. Today is Cyber Monday. AP economics writer Chris Rugaber.
You're seeing a lot more efforts on the part of traditional retailers to get in that online customer. More of them seem to be comfortable with having people research online, check out prices online, and then maybe come pick up at the store.
Chris Rugaber on Cyber Monday. At the box office, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 held on to its first place spot in its second weekend in the theaters. It earned $51.5 million to top The Good Dinosaur. Families accounted for 79% of The Good Dinosaur's audience. Coming in third, Creed, the new entry in the Rocky Balboa series. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.